Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Well, on the bench on a Thursday, there's nothing going on. And I don't watch the ESPYs, but some people seem obsessed with knowing who won all of these awards. It's their Oscars. The NBA Finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous, and Olympic gymnast champ Simone Biles won Best Male and Female Athletes. Shai Gilgeous led the Thunder to the championship last month. He got the MVP and he was the scoring champ. He said it's a dream come true, and for dreams to come true, it takes a village. Thanking his wife, parents, brother, and others. Those names probably don't mean much, but to me, they mean everything. And then Biles also claimed the night's first award, Best Championship Performance, for her efforts in Paris. She won 3 golds and a silver while helping the U.S. win its first team title since 2016. Biles said that was very unexpected, especially in a category of all men. Of course, she kissed her husband, Bears safety Jonathan Owens. She beat out Steph Curry, Freddie Freeman, and Rory McIlroy for the award. The Eagles, who won the franchise's second Super Bowl in February, claimed best team honors, beating out 9 other nominees, including the Thunder, Dodgers, Panthers, Ohio State, and the U.S. National Women's Soccer Team. Biles' teammate Suni Lee won the best comeback award for overcoming 2 rare kidney diseases. Oscar Robertson got the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. Retired WNBA star Diana Taurasi and retired U.S. Women's National Team star Alex Morgan shared the Icon Award in recognition of their careers and impact on sports. Former athletes David Walters and Aaron Reagan got the Pat Tillman Award for Service. Give it to those who have served in a way that honors the legacy of the former NFL player and U.S. Army Ranger. Katie Schumacher Cawley accepted the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance with her husband and children joining her in a standing ovation. The Penn State women's volleyball coach got breast cancer in September, stage 2. She continued coaching without missing a practice and became the first woman to guide a team to the national championship. Unbelievable. She said, "Cancer changed my life, but it didn't take it. It didn't take my belief. It didn't take my spirit. And it didn't take my team." The Gatorade Players of the Year, Cameron Boozer in hoops, track and fields, Jane Hendengren were named those Players of the Year for Gatorade. Boozer's going to be playing at Duke. Hendengren will compete for BYU in her hometown of Provo. Shai Gilgeous opened it with all kinds of funny jokes. Everybody got excited, and they gave out a bunch of awards. Isn't that special? In a sad note, former Texans and Eagles linebacker Brian Braman died Thursday after seeking treatment this year for a rare aggressive form of cancer. He was 38. He had 2 daughters, 11 and an 8. He had undergone a bunch of surgeries in Seattle, and they had a GoFundMe page set up. They raised a bunch of money. J.J. Watt gave a bunch of money. Other teammates gave money. He played 7 seasons in the NFL from 2011 to 2017. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. He even blocked a punt in the divisional round. The Super Bowl was his last NFL game. Braman gone at 38. More break-ins at star athletes' homes. The home belonging to Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks was robbed during the All-Star break. in Scottsdale. Police confirmed that the department is investigating a high-dollar burglary that's believed to have happened Tuesday night when a game was going on in Atlanta. Numerous personal items and jewelry were stolen. No one was home. The Maricopa County Assessor's Office records show that Marte owns a home near the investigation. Everybody says it's his house. Police say it's ongoing. He hit a two-run double in the first inning of the National League win while his home was getting burglarized. The burglary, the latest in a series of thefts from homes of high-profile athletes across the country. Players have been targeted because of the high-end products believed to be in their homes, and the thefts occur when they're away and they're with their teams for road games. The FBI has warned sports leagues about crime organizations targeting pro athletes. The NFL and NBA have had the same issues. A Seattle man was charged last month in connection with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent active and retired pro athletes in the Pacific Northwest. The NFL news, the Washington Commanders are signing veteran defensive end Von Miller. They want to get their pass rush going, and they want to close out games. Miller, who posted a couple of pictures of himself in a Washington jersey on his Instagram, has recorded 129.5 career sacks to rank 16th all time. Miller has to pass a physical. He'll sign a one-year deal. He's 36. He played the last three seasons with the Bills, had 14 sacks, 8 in his first season and 6 last year. Washington obviously hopes that he can do what he did with the Rams in 21, serve as a piece in a Super Bowl title run. The Rams acquired him in midseason, and then he posted 5 sacks in 8 regular season games and 4 more in the playoffs en route to a Super Bowl win. In his first 10 years with the Broncos, he had 110.5 sacks and made 7 All-Pro teams, including 3 first teams, and was named to the Pro Bowl 8 times, the last of which occurred after the 2019 season. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 50. He really didn't do anything in Buffalo. It was a wasted scene for him there, not producing for the Bills, and they're not sad to see him go. We'll see what he can do with the Commanders in D.C. this year. Obviously, another good team he's on. The Commanders' pass rush recorded 43 sacks, 11th best in the NFL last season. There were holes in their pass rush. In the four-man rush, Washington ranked 26th, and in the fourth quarter, the Commanders were 30th in the league with just 5 sacks. The Bills released him on March 9th, freeing up $8.4 million in cap space. If you remember, Miller injured his knee in November of 2022. He said during training camp in 24 he shouldn't have played in 23 because of the injury. He finished 23 in 12 games, had 0 sacks and 3 tackles. He was suspended for 4 games in 24 for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy, stemming from allegations that he assaulted his pregnant girlfriend allegedly in Dallas during the Bills' bye week in 23. He turned himself into the police and was released on bond. The case was later closed. Charges were never filed. The NFL conducted a separate investigation. They should have investigated his time in Buffalo. It was a crime, the money he made. He signed a 6-year, $120 million deal in the 22 offseason with the Bills and really never earned any of it. All right, let's look at Summer League in Vegas from yesterday on Wednesday. Kings 94-86 over the Cavs. Neek Clifford with 19, 7 boards, 9 dimes. The Kings are 4-0. Speaking of 4-0, the Timberwolves 89-85 over the 1-3 Suns. Dillingham, their pick, had 23-7-7. He's been dealing every game. Bulls are even at 2-2. They beat the 1-3 Bucks 102-96 at the Thomas and Hack. Young with a 40-piece for Chi-Town. Nets by 4 over the Magic. Danny Wolfe, the 7-footer from Michigan, had 18-6, playing for the Nets now. Sixers 90-82 over the Mavericks. Sixers are 2-2 now. Jonai Broome had 22-13 boards. The Thunder are 4-0. They beat the 0-4 Pelicans 95-81. Barnheiser with 19-9 for the unbeaten Thunder. And the Jazz finally won a game. Williams had 23. They won by 10 over the Wizards at the Thomas and Hack. Let's take a look at Thursday's action in the Summer League in Sin City, Omega, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. At 4 o'clock on NBA TV, it's the Pistons and Heat. Pistons are 2-1. 4:30 on the deuce at the Thomas and Hack. Pacers, Knicks, they're both 1-2. 6 o'clock on NBA TV, Hawks and Grizzlies at the Cox Pavilion. 7 o'clock on ESPN, Spurs and Hornets at the Thomas and Hack. 8 o'clock, Rockets and Blazers. And that one's at the Cox. The Blazers are 2-1. You can watch the big Tariff, who's been lighting it up, the Chinaman. 9 o'clock on ESPN, Celtics and Lakers at the Thomas and Hack. The Celtics are 2-1, Lakers 1-2. 10 o'clock on NBA TV at the Cox. It's the Dubs, 2-1 against the unbeaten 3-0 Raptors. And then the nightcap on the deuce. At 11 o'clock, it's the 0-3 Nuggets against the 3-0 Clippers at the Thomas and Hack. All that's happening on Thursday afternoon and Thursday night in the Summer League in Sin City. WNBA dream big over the sky, 86-49. Jones had 14-9. Lynx 79-66 over the Mercury. McBride with 18 for the Lynx. They're 20-4. The Storm beat the Valkyries 67-58. Storm 14-9. Agumwake had 22-8 for Seattle. Liberty whacked the Fever. No Clark with the groin injury. Brianna Stewart had 24-11-7. 98-77. Liberty easy at the Barclays. And the Aces by 4 over the Wings in Arlington. Asia Wilson had 37-10 boards for the Aces. No WNBA on Thursday. Little MLS for you on Wednesday. Atlanta and Chicago 2-2. Charlotte beat DC United 2-1. Cincinnati 3-0 over Messi and Miami. And your boy Evander with a pair of goals for Cincinnati. They're having a good season. Red Bulls 5-3 over New England. Philadelphia 2-1 over Montreal. And New York City Football Club 2-1 over Orlando. The Whitecaps of Vancouver 3-0 over the Houston Dynamo. LA Football Club 1-0 over Minnesota. Duanga, the goal in the 42nd minute. Nashville 3-0 over Columbus. Zawardski, Mukhtar, and Surridge for Nashville. They're on top of standings. Seattle 3-3 with Colorado. Austin 2-1 over the Galaxy. Azuni and Wolf, the goal scorers for Austin. Real Salt Lake 1-0 over Portland. Goncalves with the goal for Salt Lake. Toronto 1-0 over San Diego. Carbonu, the winner 20 minutes in, the only goal. San Jose and Dallas 2-2. And they end up tied. Now, let's take a look and see if there's anything in terms of soccer on Thursday that you'd be interested in. You got a Women's European Championship, Sweden and England at 3 o'clock on Fox. And there's Europa qualifying. Nobody cares about that. And, I mean, that's just about the gist of it. There's nothing else that I want to keep my eyes on. Anyway, the baseball season resumes tomorrow, and the series are all going to start up. How about a businessman special at Wrigley? Red Sox and Cubs, Giolito and Diarrhea tomorrow at 2:20 Eastern. Everything else, here's the series for the weekend. White Sox and Pirates at PNC. The Angels are at the bank in Philly. San Diego plays in D.C. over the weekend. Giants are in Toronto against the first-place Jays. Reds and Mets at Citi Field. The Royals and Marlins will hook up and play in Miami. A's and Guardians will have a series in Cleveland. The Yankees have a series in Atlanta against the Braves. The Rays host the Orioles at Steinbrenner Field. Tigers will be in Arlington at the Globe over the weekend. Twins and Rockies will be at Coors. Cards and D-backs in the desert. The Astros play a set in Seattle. That should be good. And I think the best series will be in La 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 Lipstick City. The Brewers and Dodgers all weekend at Dodger Stadium. You're good to go. I'm live today at 3-6 Eastern on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at Sports Grid Live. We're on smart TVs, TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. And we're also on Amazon, Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. We're also on Sports Byline USA. You got to sign up for Pharrell and a Profit app. It's amazing. We're making people tons of money in baseball season. And you're going to want to be signed up in time for college football and pro football. What are you waiting for? It's worth it. It's not expensive. We cash tons of tickets. All the customers love it. There's a community in there where people chat every day, all day, about all the action, all the games, and all the winners we're hitting. And there's funny shows from Jim Florentine and many more. Even a new episode of Special Ed. Check it out. Watch Max Profit Plays, Profit Play videos, Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, all kinds of kick-ass shows on the app. It's Pharrell and the Profit. Sign up today. You won't regret it. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.